This is WSIU in Focus. I'm Brad Palmer. A Carbondale native is making his mark on the professional soccer scene at the tender age of 19.
Gomez missed the tackle. Zusi stays with it. And it's a first-time shot taken. And it's the 19-year-old. Second game. First goal. 1-2-Zane. What a moment.
With that goal Sunday night, midfielder Juan Cusain Juan Kamal became the second youngest player to ever score for Sporting KC, a Kansas City, Kansas-based team in Major League Soccer, which is a men's professional league sanctioned by United States Soccer that represents the sport's highest level in both the U.S. and Canada. Juan Cusain, as he's known in professional soccer circles, says the goal-scoring play worked out just as the coaches planned.
All week in practice, we were preaching about getting into the box, getting numbers, you know, forward. So I had the opportunity to get four in the box. The ball got played down the right side. Graham Zusi had the ball on the wing. He beat the first guy, and I just wanted to be opportunistic and try to squeeze something out. And I saw our forward make a run, and there's space that he left when he made his run, and the ball ended up there, and I made good contact with the ball, and it went in.
Cusain entered the game in the 18th minute because of a teammate's injury. His goal came just 17 minutes later, just as head coach Peter Vermees predicted.
Coach Peter, last words to me before I came in was that I was going to score. And usually when he says stuff like that or tells you stuff, it usually tends to become true. So I just listened to him, and it just so happened that I scored.
Cusain, who made his debut for Sporting KC on May 27th, says he's still trying to wrap his head around what he's accomplished.
Right when I got in, it was just pure adrenaline. I wasn't really thinking, to be honest, but the nervousness obviously is something, you know, that all athletes or anyone who performs at a high level has. But for me, I think it was just a good type of nervous, something that, like, it's finally I can play for, you know, extended time period, and I just wanted to show what I could do. The goal quite hasn't hit me yet, but slowly, as the hours are going by, it's kind of hitting now, and it's kind of just surreal.
While he's just getting started at the professional level, Cusain says he has global aspirations for the future.
Obviously, every kid's dream growing up is to one day play in the World Cup. I'm lucky enough to, you know, have the chance to be able to represent two countries if I choose so, or have the opportunity to play for, to choose between two countries. That's Malaysia and the United States. And hopefully when the time comes or when I'm ready, that I can make a good choice between the two and represent best to my ability.
Born and raised by his Malaysian parents in Carbondale, Cusain spent several years with the St. Louis Scott Gallagher Soccer Club before joining the Sporting Kansas City Academy in August 2016.
I decided to go to that route instead of college, as, you know, I just thought that more doors would be open and a quicker chance to the first team. And, you know, when I took that, obviously it was a huge risk, but I mean, looking at it now, it's probably the best choice I could have made.
His decision to play with the Gallagher Soccer Club, along with a handful of friends, also meant he skipped playing for the soccer team at Carbondale High School, something he and his friends longed for at times.
We always talked about it, what it would have been like to, you know, play high school soccer and, you know, play in front of our friends, because, you know, sometimes when we were playing with Scott Gallagher, we would play in front of, you know, five people, or, you know, sometimes no one really. And a lot of guys at the high school didn't really quite understand that. But, you know, it's not like we didn't want to. We wanted to, but we just knew that the best way to get where we wanted to get was to play with Scott Gallagher.
That meant many trips back and forth to St. Louis. And Cusain credits his parents for making that sacrifice.
The amount of effort they put into this, you know, the amount of drives they did for St. Louis, you know, those 2 hours, you know, I think I always tell people, you know, the drive to St. Louis wasn't hard for me, but it was hard for my parents. You know, I wasn't the one driving. They were the ones driving 2 hours, waiting 2 hours, and then driving back 2 hours. So I always like to think, you know, I'm doing this for my parents first and foremost, just to, you know, hopefully pay them back in some type of way.
He still gets back to Carbondale whenever possible to visit family and friends. He also has family with him in Kansas City.
My older brother, he works as well with Sporting as a team administrator. So he's kind of the one behind the scenes. He keeps me grounded and helps a lot in the background, which might not go noticed. But yeah, it's just nice to have someone older than you and family with you, living with you. So it's really nice.
Cousin says his message to young aspiring soccer players is he's living proof that if you dream big enough, dreams can come true.
It doesn't necessarily matter where, you know, you're from. You can be from Carbondale, Illinois, or, you know, New York City. At the end of the day, if you're willing to put in the work, not just in sports, but in school or anything, good things tend to happen. You tend to get what you put in, and I fully believe in that. So it doesn't necessarily matter if you're from Carbondale, which people say, oh, it's a small town. But, you know, I've seen way, way smaller cities, and I've seen, you know, kids make it out of there. So I just want people to know that you can make it out of anywhere and to put in the work, and you'll hopefully get good things out of it.
Cousin and Sporting KC are back in action tonight in a U.S. Open Cup match against Real Salt Lake. Sporting is the defending cup champions. I'm Brad Palmer.